I still believe that this Bible passage is biblical because it's in the Word of God, and we do have a tendency to toss God's Word behind us when we just reject it. But as your pastor, there's times where I want to challenge you and push you, and this time I went over the edge, at least in this sense. This was not dignified, it was not honorable, it was not respectful to God, to you, and to church property. So for that, I want to say, I'm sorry. says that. So more prayers there. Maybe you guys have read the story or heard the story of Cinderella, the Grimm brothers, Shira, the little rejected Cinder, who was a little girl that was who was rejected, and then later on meets a wonderful prince and takes her as her bride or royal bride one day. We consider the story of Ruth. God's covenantal plan with the famine in Ruth 1, chapter 1, verse 1. We see what Naomi faced and what Elimelech faced. They faced some difficult family circumstances. In verse 1, it says, in the day when the judges ruled, there was a famine in the land. A certain man of Bethlehem in Judah went to sojourn to the country of Moab. So I want you to understand the time right now in Bethlehem. These are difficult times, and these are the time of judges. If you know the book of Judges, this was take place in a 400-year period of time between 1500 to 1100 BC, where the people of Israel during this time lived basically according to their own desires. And in the very last verse, but really this phrase is repeated over and over and over in the book of Judges. But you get a glimpse of the mindset of what's happening in the book of Judges. In Judges 21:25, this is the very last verse of the book of Judges. It says, in those days, there was no king in Israel. So this is after the time that Moses and Joshua brought the people to the promised land before the kings were set up. It's a 400-year period of time. What every man did was right in their own eyes. And they didn't care about what God thought. They just wanted to do what they wanted to do. So during this time, men lived for themselves, for their glory. They didn't care about God. In many ways, it's kind of like similar mentality of America today. And so men sought to be their own kings and really did not want to submit to God himself as the king of kings. So in the time of the judges, there was a cycle of sin that went on and on, a pattern of sin. Israel would do evil. God would allow oppression. Israel would cry out for help. God would raise up judges to deliver them. And then we see Israel was delivered or saved. And this pattern happened over and over and over. It sounds like a bad movie. It just repeats itself. And that's basically what the people did. They went through the cycle of sin and redemption over and over and over. You can see God's grace in it every time, and God's discipline every time, and God's deliverance each time. This is the time in which Ruth was taking place, the story, the backdrop. We also see that the family was tested. There was a famine in the land. There was a time of what? No food. We get into Naomi's mind. The people, for Naomi and Elimelech, they knew good and well who caused famine. The answer is what? God causes famine. And we consider the next verse of Leviticus chapters 26, verses 3 and 4. It says, if you walk in my statutes and observe my commandments and do them, I will give you rain in their season, and the land shall yield its increase. So if you're walking in God's will, basically it's pretty clear that he'll bless you. We also see the opposite is true. If you're not walking as well, you experience oftentimes consequences. And in this case, famine. So when you think of famine, I think the easiest thing for me to help you to know what that's like is think of when they had no rain, basically what? The crops died. For us, the most similar thing would be think of no employment, but worse. When you have no employment, right, you have no funds, you can't buy your fruits and vegetables and beans. So, when there's no rain, basically your crop dies, your livestock dies slowly, and that's not a good thing. Maybe another equivalent would be, imagine in America that our electrical power went out for 1 month. What would happen? Think about our refrigerators, our grocery stores, Costco, Walmart, all the stuff would defrost. We'd probably eat it real quickly. But there's other stuff that can't freeze anymore. Things would what? Things would go bad, or we'd have to eat things real quickly, but our food supply would go away really quickly. And that's kind of what they're experiencing here. decision, I will say, is a dicey decision in this sense. Elimelech, his name literally means God is my king. But at this moment, he is not trusting God as his king. He makes a decision based on his own thinking. He makes a decision to take off to a foreign land, and we'll describe what this foreign land is like. They also find it ironic, the city of Bethlehem literally means the house of bread, but the city's lacking bread right now. 6